KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, just a very light mist in the air from time to time. And we look for cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. It's 50 degrees and we picked up just under 7/10 of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours. In the news, the City of Atlantic announced yesterday that they will be shutting down a portion of 3rd Street due to construction work on the Whitney Inn. The roadway will be closed on Monday and will be closed for a little over a month. It will also impact the 3rd Street between Chestnut Street and the alley on the side of the Whitney Inn there. So again, right around 3rd Street and the alley next to the Whitney Inn, that'll be closed effective Monday so they can conduct repairs and other issues in that particular renovation project. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Stanton man Thursday after he drove a pickup through a yard with the alleged intent to cause damage. At 4:30 p.m., deputies arrested 58-year-old Darwin Eugene Schur of Stanton and charged him with criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Schur was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Shelby County Sheriff Neil Gross reports deputies Wednesday evening arrested 22-year-old Brandon L. Anderson of Harlan. Anderson was taken into custody at around 7 p.m. and charged with interference with official acts and disorderly conduct, both of which are simple misdemeanors. The charges were the result of officers being called to a disturbance in the 1700 block of 8th Street in Harlan at around 6:45 p.m. Wednesday. Anderson was arrested and brought to the Shelby County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. A man from Pottawatomie County was sentenced Wednesday to spend 15 years in prison following his convictions on receipt and possession of child pornography. U.S. Attorney Kevin Vandershell said Thursday that 60-year-old Kevin Timothy Morrissey of Oakland was also ordered to serve 10 years of supervised release following his imprisonment and to pay a $15,000 fine. On December 21st of last year, a jury convicted Morrissey on both counts of receipt and possession of child pornography. In January of 2016, the law enforcement discovered during a routine home visit that Morrissey was accessing the internet in violation of his parole supervision conditions. Subsequent examination of electronic devices seized from Morrissey's Oakland home revealed numerous images and one video of child pornography. The FBI's Child Exploitation Task Force, Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, Crimes Against Internet Children Task Force, Iowa Probation and Parole Office for the 4th Judicial District, and the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office conducted the investigation. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. An 18-year-old who was set to graduate this weekend from the Griswold High School has died in a Knox County, Nebraska crash. Griswold School Superintendent Dave Hendricks confirmed that Sarah Hubert, who authorities said was from Norfolk, Nebraska, died in the crash that happened around 3:45 p.m. Wednesday at a highway intersection south of Wausau, Nebraska. Hendricks, who joined the district as superintendent last year, didn't have much information about the young woman except to say that she hadn't attended the school for her entire academic career. She graduated from Griswold the last semester and was set to receive her diploma and participate in the graduation ceremony this Sunday. Grief counselors were on hand for students and staff of the Griswold School District on Thursday.
Obviously, the district's very deeply saddened, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends. This is a tragedy, and hopefully the community and school can pull together to help everyone get through this difficult time.
The Nebraska State Patrol said Hubert was westbound on Nebraska Highway 59 when she failed to yield to a northbound vehicle driven by 17-year-old John Rosberg of Wausau. Hubert's vehicle was struck on the driver's side. And the Sioux City Police Department is investigating after one person died in a crash between a car and a train on the north side of Sioux City Thursday. Lieutenant Mark Kirkpatrick was at the accident scene.
At this point in time, we believe the train was stationary, was not a moving train, and we're still investigating how and why the accident actually happened.
Kirkpatrick said the man who was driving the car was found dead inside the vehicle after it hit the train.
Our preliminary indication is that it was traveling at a higher rate of speed. Apparently, it did go around the stop arm because the stop arm is still intact.
The victim of that crash, his name has not been released. That accident happened around 9 a.m. Thursday. In the funeral announcements this morning, William Bill James Wagner Jr., age 80, of Oakland, died Tuesday at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for Bill Wagner will be today at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church in Carson. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has the arrangements. Andrew Andy Fredrickson, age 66 of Atlantic, died May the 4th at his home. A going-away celebration of life party planned by Andy will be held this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Elbow Room here in Atlantic. A second celebration of life event for Andy Fredrickson, planned by his wife, will be held Monday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. Auchinberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. Mary Ellen Knopp, age 93 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Mary Ellen Knopp will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Levon Quick Lutz, age 79 of Minnesota and formerly of Fontenelle, died May 11th. A celebration of life service for Levon Lutz will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Ruby Edmonds, age 97, of Manning, died Wednesday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Ruby Edmonds will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Dr. James H. Bailey, veterinarian, age 93, of Brookings, South Dakota, a native of Atlantic, died May the 12th at the Brookings Hospital. A burial for Dr. James Bailey will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Funeral services are set for today in Brookings, South Dakota. George Kuzel, age 81, of Messina, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for George Kuzel are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.